Good afternoon, and welcome to the Harbor Group's 2015 Federal Budget Highlight Conference Call. My name is Chris Newell. I'm one of the partners here at the Harbor Group, and it's my distinct pleasure to be able to introduce Tiffany Patterson, who is a senior financial planner with our team working exclusively with our clients. Tiffany is a resource that is available to the clients of the Harbor Group to provide integrated wealth management planning tailored and customized to their specific situations that evolve over time as clients' needs evolve as well. Tiffany's area of specialization include lifestyle protection, cash flow management, debt management, retirement planning, business planning, tax planning, estate planning, and legacy creation, to name a few. So if any one of these topics that I've just mentioned piques your interest or is of interest to you, reach out to any one of us here at the Harbor Group, and we'd be delighted to have a more in-depth conversation with you. And so with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Tiffany, who's going to speak for about 15 minutes on some of the highlights from the budget that we should all be aware of, and then we encourage you to follow up with us directly afterwards. Tiffany, over to you.
Thank you, Chris. So I am going to highlight about 8 items that provide relief to seniors, couples with children, small businesses, and charities. The first one I'm going to go through is the increased tax-free savings account. Then we'll talk briefly about reducing the RIF minimum requirement, the home accessibility tax credit, extending the compassionate care benefits, benefits for couples with children, benefits for small businesses, using assets to fund charitable donations, and new reporting requirements for foreign assets. So the most immediate is the tax-free savings account. The annual contribution room has increased now to $10,000 from $5,500. So that's an increase of $4,500. To note, the TFSA limits will no longer be indexed to inflation. So that means every year you contribute $10,000. And the TFSA is such a marvelous instrument for those who can keep investing for the long term and never touch capital, or those who require an account to fund a shorter-term savings goal. So I encourage you to reach out to a member of our team to discuss topping up or setting up your tax-free savings account. And remember, this can be established for any child over the age of 18. Next is, we've got a couple of goodies in the bag for seniors. As we know, seniors vote, so keeping them happy remains a top priority. The first one is reducing the RIF minimum requirement, which has been top of priority for a number of years. It's really meant to reduce the risk of people outliving their savings as Canadians are starting to live longer. So we know under the old rules, when an individual turned 71, they had to withdraw 7.38% of their savings from the RIF. And then that amount increased to 20% at age 94. So now that amount of 20% will be extended to age 95, and the withdrawal will be reduced by 2% to 5.28. Now remember, there's going to be a little bit of a lag time here. There's going to be system limitations with RBC trying to get those withdrawal amounts adjusted. And also there's the issue of recontributing funds for people who have already started making those minimum withdrawals. We'll have to address that in the coming months. Another one that the budget addressed is seniors as they age need to have renovations, which include wheelchair ramps, wheel and showers. So the budget here has identified a home accessibility tax credit, which is a 15% non-refundable tax credit on up to $10,000 of renovations, which really means another $1,500 of savings starting in 2016. Now, this rebate is also open to caregivers of anyone over the age of 65 and those who already qualify for the disability tax credit. This home accessibility tax credit, as well as is available for people who qualify for the disability tax credit. So this point is important for those of you who are considered caregivers for your parents. Also, an added feature is that this tax credit can be claimed in addition to the medical expense credit that you would already receive for those same renovation costs. The next one, which is point four, is extending compassionate care benefits. So you may experience having a parent in a time of need where you wanted to be able to spend time with them. So in this budget, it has recognized that, and if you have a family member who is suffering from a terminal illness, then you will be pleased to know that the budget proposes to provide relief by extending the duration of the compassionate care benefits from 6 weeks to 6 months, beginning January 2016. So now moving on to couples with children. For families, the biggest tax savings actually came last fall with the family tax cut and other benefits that were announced. These were increasing the child fitness credit, which increased from $1,000 per child from $500, and enhancing the universal child care benefit. Under the enhanced universal child care benefit, it provides up to $1,920 per year for each child under the age of six, and introduced a new benefit of up to $720 per year for children age 6 through 17. So this is meant to help those families who need to use daycare and also other costs related to raising children. The proposed family tax cut allows higher income earners to transfer up to $50,000 in income to the lower income earner for a maximum tax credit of $2,000 for couples with children under the age of 18, which is similar to the ability to transfer $50,000 of RIF income for seniors. So moving along into small businesses, there's some proposed cuts to tax rates on small businesses that are already established and those launching their own businesses. We see entrepreneurs of all ages now and boomers who have left salaried employment embarking on new endeavors. It's been announced that the small business tax rate will be going down from 11% to 9% beginning in 2016, and it should be fully implemented by 2019. So it'll be staggered over those years. The other is EI premiums, which will also help families and individuals, as the budget proposes to implement a program starting in 2017, so not next year, 2017, that will ensure that employment insurance premiums are not higher than what is needed to fund the EI program. So any surplus now in the EI account will be returned to employers and employees in the form of lower rates. It is expected that this program will lower EI premiums from 1.88% to 1.49% in 2017, which is a healthy 21% reduction. The other point that small businesses need to be on the lookout for is the pension programs. There is a new mandatory pension plan, which is to be administered by the newly established Ontario Retirement Pension Plan, that will take effect January 1st, 2017. So expect to hear more information in the coming year and a half regarding this new mandatory pension plan. Required contributions will be required by both an employer and an employee if a pension plan has already not been established for that company. There's also an optional program, the Pooled Registered Pension Act, which provides a framework for the establishment of a voluntary program for employees and self-employed individuals to help increase retirement savings. So you can see the emphasis on this budget has definitely been a focus on savings and retirement. What's also exciting is that businesses now have the opportunity to, they get a tax break if they sell their private company shares or real estate and donate the proceeds to charity. The proceeds from the sale of the real estate or the private shares will be exempt from capital gains tax if you donate the proceeds on the sale within 30 days and the disposition takes place in 2017 or later. Foreign assets. If you owned foreign assets in previous years, you may have had to fill out the T1135 form. Now, these forms were extremely complex, very difficult for taxpayers to complete, and in some cases, really expensive. So if you were one of the chosen few who had to complete those, you'll be happy to know that the budget proposes to simplify this process beginning in the 2015 tax year. And this will apply for taxpayers who have between $100,000 and $250,000 in specified foreign assets. And the last one is the update on the automatic exchange of information for tax purposes. In 2013, the G20 leaders committed to the automatic exchange of tax information in respect to financial accounts as the new global standard. So beginning in 2017, that's July 1st, 2017, CANA proposes to implement the common reporting, allowing a first automatic exchange of information in 2018. So an immediate call to action, I encourage you to reach out to any member of our team about contributing or setting up a tax-free savings account. I also encourage you to visit our website at theharborgroup.ca under the menu Market Commentary, as we have an excellent resource there is where we post our regular market commentaries and publications that may be of interest to you. And finally, remember that any member of our team is happy to address any questions that you have. As well, I'm here to answer any questions that you have regarding financial planning. Thank you for your time and have a great day.